Hi, everyone. This is Brett McCray from the Northern Ag Network with your Noon Market Report. In today's economic environment, is it possible for a young person to buy land, cattle, and equipment to start a ranching operation all on his or her own? That's one of the questions addressed by the Producer Profitability Initiative, which also aims to start conversations about the death tax, labor challenges, and risk management for livestock producers. Montana Stock Growers board member and rancher Monty Lesh says land prices are a real barrier for young people trying to get into the industry.
The price of land a lot of times is a reflection of the value of cash it can generate. That is not so much true anymore. There are a lot of people out there that are willing to buy land that don't really care what the return off of it will be. So I think access to capital to purchase land is probably one of the greatest barriers for young people.
The Montana Stock Growers Association has been hosting listening sessions around the state on profitability and will give a report at its mid-year meeting in Miles City, May 28th through the 30th. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, arrived in New Delhi, India this week to launch a USDA-sponsored agribusiness trade mission. Taylor leads a delegation of officials from agribusinesses and state departments of agriculture, including North Dakota. All are seeking to develop and expand business opportunities with importers in India. Important U.S. exports to India include animal protein and pulse crops such as lentils and chickpeas.
Hello, it's Jan Parker, the horse sale manager at Billings Livestock. We have a big horse sale weekend here at BLS this Friday and Saturday. 276 head of catalog horses. We'll preview those for you on Friday, 12 o'clock noon at the Horse Palace. Catalog sale time, 12 noon on Saturday. Loose horses, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. We'll accept them all week. You can see what's coming. Sign up for online bidding. All of it, BillingsLivestock.com. Come see us in Billings.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
In February, the Montana Environmental Information Center filed a sweeping rulemaking petition with the Montana Public Service Commission concerning greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. The petition directs the commission to implement a carbon tax on utility customers by factoring the, quote, federal social cost of greenhouse gases into rates for electric and natural gas service. The Montana Farm Bureau has written comments strongly opposing this proposal, explaining MFBF membership opposes carbon taxes on all agricultural inputs, including energy. Montana Farm Bureau says rates for reliable electricity will skyrocket under a PSC carbon tax. The organization says Montanans would pay an extra $2 billion a year under this proposal. Lean beef continues to support cattle markets despite large volumes of imported beef this year. Several studies suggest that at least 50% of all beef consumed in the U.S. is ground beef, as consumers continue to look for product at affordable price points. Reduced cow slaughter levels have led to shrinking supplies of 90% lean trimmings, the main component in ground beef. Those 90% lean trimmings are at 25% price premiums compared to last year. This is despite record large imports this year. Australian beef exports to the U.S. have risen by 58% year over year. Prices for lean trimmings are directly related to market cow prices. Utility slaughter cow values are up 34% this year compared to a year ago.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th. Glendive Livestock.
It's time for a crop nutrition plan that gets more return from every drop. A plan that starts with ProGerminator, a complete phosphorus fertilizer product that includes nitrogen, potash, and iron. ProGerminator features both readily available and controlled-release phosphorus with minimal danger of tie-up in the soil. And it produces faster, earlier growth that continues through the season. AgroLiquid has precisely what it takes to help you succeed like never before. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
Taking a look at the cattle markets here on Tuesday at the noon hour, we're seeing some mixed prices. Most of the live cattle futures are moderately lower, but definitely some mixed trade going on in feeder cattle. But to pivot our attention real quick to encouraging news, sharp increases in boxed beef values this morning. Choice cuts up $3.69 at $2.99.62, select up 74 cents at $2.92.61. Taking a look at those prices, April feeder cattle up 50 cents at $2.43.40. May up 15 cents at $2.45.32. April live cattle down $1.27 at $182.55. June down $1.92 at $176.12. We haven't seen a substantial amount of cash cattle trade yet this week. Looking at last week's weighted averages, they were pretty much steady with the previous week. Lean hogs up $1.62 in the spot May contract at $98.32. June up $2.37 at $107.87. For local auctions, last week in Missoula, coal cows sold from $120 to $137 at Five Valleys Livestock Market. At the sheepyards in Newell last week, coal used 5 to 10 cents lower from 51 to 79 cents a pound.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd, featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
For the fourth consecutive day, we're looking at higher Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat futures, and for the third consecutive trading session, higher Chicago futures as well. Unfortunately, part of this bullish trend for wheat markets is because of deteriorating crop conditions. Monday's crop progress report showed a 5 percentage point drop in winter wheat conditions to 50% good to excellent. Weather issues are also front and center in Europe, where it's too dry in some areas and too wet in others. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 9.25 in May at 6.06, July up 10.25 at 6.12. Minneapolis hard red spring wheat 7 cents better May and July at 6.62, $6.69. Chicago soft red winter wheat 10.5 cents better in May at 5.80, July up 11 cents at 5.98. The May corn contract up 3 cents at 4.42, July up 2.75 at 4.52. Soybeans 4.25 cents better in May at 11.65, July up 4 cents at 11.80. Cash grain prices in Portland this morning up 5 cents for 12 protein winter wheat from $6.77 to $6.87. 14 Pro spring wheat up 4 cents from $7.45 to $7.55. I'm Brett McRae, Northern Ag Network.